This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A committee for police accountability in Colorado Springs has the approval of the city council. Their final vote came Tuesday. The council will now help choose committee members. More than 800 people have applied to be part of the 11-member committee. Starting next year, landlords in Colorado will no longer be able to refuse a prospective tenant because they use Section 8 vouchers. A new state law says landlords can't discriminate based on where a tenant gets their rent money as long as it's legal and paid on time. After a few weeks of controversy, a member of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council is speaking out against an annual native hunting event in Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
In June, photos surfaced of former Democratic Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper dressed in a war bonnet and a women's headscarf as part of the hunting competition. Hickenlooper, who is currently a candidate for U.S. Senate, noted that some tribal members participated and placed the items on his head. He called the event a, quote, traditional hunt. But Vice Chairwoman Karen Snyder of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council says that's not the case.
We do not sponsor, we do not sanction, nor do we participate as a tribe collectively in that event.
Snyder and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon, who also participated last year but did not wear tribal attire, are calling on the one-shot antelope hunt to make serious changes. For Colorado Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr.
The Front Range has a chance for thunderstorms again this afternoon and highs in the 90s around Denver and Colorado Springs, close to 100 in Grand Junction, and hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.